Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:18 British Summer Time. Today is August 28th. Today was a relatively quiet day in stock markets in Europe and in North America. But in Asia this morning, we saw a number of markets that pulled back rather sharply. Probably chief among those was Taiwan, which was particularly weak. The impact from Samsung, the negative decision between Apple and Samsung, has weighed on Samsung's shares, and it has pulled back towards the 200-day moving average. In China this morning, the market was relatively quiet. The ASX was a bit stronger. The New Zealand stock market continues to outperform in Asia. In India, the Nifty has been rallying rather impressively over the last number of months. It has now returned to an area which challenges the consistency of what has been a very consistent over a year-long downtrend, and it will need to sustain a move above its recent highs to really begin to suggest that the demand component has returned to medium-term dominance. It is interesting that when one compares chart patterns, that the Indian market and the Turkish market look quite similar, although Turkey has probably outperformed in percentage terms, but the chart patterns are quite similar. And they both show a rounding characteristic. The balance of probabilities is that both markets have bottomed, but the question is as to how long it is going to take before we see that demand component reasserting itself in a very strong way. When we move into Europe, the majority of markets were weaker in here today. The stock market in Sweden was down by over 2%, but that was the weakest performance on the continent. The FTSE was relatively unchanged. The DAX was down by about 0.2%. The Spanish market down a tad more than that. Into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones was relatively unchanged. The same with the S&P. Whereas the Dow and the S&P have been really quiescent over the last number of sessions, and the S&P in particular is right there at the region of the year's highs, US Treasuries have been rallying really quite impressively over the last four or five sessions. The 30-year got right down and tested the region of the 200-day moving average and the upper side of the underlying trading range, and it's bounced rather emphatically. It does suggest that there is still a significant proportion of investors that are willing to give US Treasuries the benefit of the doubt, and a clear downward dynamic would really be required to suggest that supply is coming in at a progressively lower level and that we're starting to see the demand component begin to be overwhelmed. And at present, one would have to really give the benefit of the doubt to the upside unless we do see that type of downward dynamic. With US Treasuries rallying, and as we approach the Jackson Hole meeting, the eyes of the world will be on what various central bankers are saying, and it is noteworthy that Mario Draghi pulled out of that meeting in here today. He obviously does not want to be seen to be away from the helm of the ECB for any period of time, and whereas just about every politician in Europe took a holiday in July and August, Mario Draghi has been at his desk over the entire interval, and the spread between the Eurozone's equivalent of the TED spread, which is the spread between 3-month Euro LIBOR and 3-month German government bond yields, has been continuing to contract, and Spanish 2-year bonds have been contracting, and I've been looking at those as measures of, as a barometer for perceptions of risk in the Eurozone. And what's additionally interesting is that the Euro itself has been rallying over the last month. And the Euro today is back above 125. It continues to unwind the oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. The moving average at present is in the region of 128, or $1.28. That also represents the region of the most recent lower high in what has been quite a consistent trend downwards for the euro. A sustained move above $1.28 would begin to suggest that the demand component for the euro is beginning to get back into control. We're still 3 points away in that, big points away from it in that regard. That's a significant move in terms of the currency markets, and it really will need to sustain a move above $1.28 to really begin to sway the perception that the euro is a fundamentally weak currency and to really start to give us some evidence that investors are beginning to reduce the risk premium that's been attached to the euro. In the meantime, there is still the potential that this oversold condition relative to the MA is going to be continued to be unwound. There has been the risk in stock markets that we're going to move into a reaction or a reactionary phase following what has been an impressive rally over the last number of months. The rally that we've seen in US Treasuries would suggest that there is an additional risk premium being put onto stock markets generally. And while Wall Street in particular has been really very steady indeed, that is very encouraging. But it does also suggest that there is the potential that an additional round of volatility could be in front of us. The fact that we've seen volatility at such remarkably low levels does suggest, given the environment that we're in, that volatility will probably increase. And short-term overbought conditions that have become evident on a whole range of stock markets, particularly in North America and in Europe, are probably likely to be unwound in the short term, provided the progressions of higher reaction lows that have been evident since June remain intact. Then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, even though there is some short-term scope for some consolidation of recent gains. And what we do appear to be seeing in the platinum market is definitely some consolidation of recent gains. Platinum today hit a peak of $1,547, and it closed out the day at $1,518, down 34.5%. Platinum has been rallying on consecutive days. It's developed a short-term overbought condition, and that's a very short-term overbought condition, and it has pulled back in here today. I'm not looking for anything more than a reaction, but given the volatility of the market and the speed with which it advanced, it could easily come back towards $1,500, potentially a little bit more than that, within this reactionary phase. This has been a news-driven environment, and there is the potential that conditions deteriorate once more in South Africa and that platinum surges ahead once more, and that today's downward dynamic is countermanded immediately tomorrow. But I suspect that it would need a deterioration in some of those events. When we look at palladium, it's a relatively similar story. Gold was actually up on the day today. It was a little bit off its high, but it has been very steady indeed. And silver, which is characteristically volatile, was actually down probably the least of the other three precious metals in here today. It was down 22 cents, but it remains in the region of $31, just a tad below it. We're entering a favorable seasonal period of time for the precious metals, and particularly gold. When we see that the majority of these precious metals are beginning to put in progressions of higher reaction lows, it would suggest that we have left the distribution phase of this period and relatively lengthy period of consolidation and moved into the accumulation phase. But we've had a very good couple of weeks, and there is the potential that we see a little bit of a consolidation before we start to see these precious metals pushing on to additional new recovery highs, with a view to, particularly for gold, to move on to new all-time highs in the next few months or probably early next year. The oil market is also particularly relevant because Brent crude has been pulling back now for 3 days. It is also a commodity that had become overbought in the short term. So far, its reaction has been limited to a similar reaction to that posted in July. It will need to pull back further to register a deeper pullback and therefore a trend in consistency. It has at least encountered short-term resistance below the $120 area, and that at least is a positive. But it will need to pull back further to begin to demonstrate that that is anything other than a pause within what has been quite a consistent advance. West Texas Intermediate was up a bit in here today. It's up to 96.71. That isn't really the oil price that has caused the most problems. With Brent crude up in that region of $120, that is a significant headwind for the global economy, and lower oil prices would certainly help stock market performance over the medium term. The commodity complex generally is at an interesting juncture. The continuous commodity index, which is unweighted, has been consolidating and ranging over the last month in the region of its 200-day moving average following what had been quite an impressive short-covering rally. And when one looks on a granular basis, while there is a risk in the oil price that it pulls back, the medium-term outlook for precious metals does appear that they are going to move higher over the medium term, although there are short-term risks. But when one looks at the soft commodities, cocoa has broke out of its base in New York pricing about a month ago and moved on to a new recovery high in here today. So it's completing a first step above the base. The London contract is extending what has been a gradual uptrend. Arabica coffee has pulled back to the 160 cent area and appears to have found support. Sugar, following a steep decline, looks like it's beginning to find support. The industrial metals, which have been notably weak over the last year, appear to be in the process of finding support. Given the fact that the continuous commodity index has been ranging in the region of the 200-day MA, if that starts to push higher, then it could lend weight to the argument that the commodity complex generally has bottomed and that some of those weaker commodities are potentially in a position to move to a position of outperformance. And cocoa in particular does look like it is going to go higher in the short term. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.